Before we begin, let me just set the context of why we all are here. Does everybody know why we all are here? I hope they do. Yes? I mean, the kids know why you're here, right? Okay, great. Why are we here? Yes, go ahead. We're here to commemorate the martyrdoms of all those shohada in Pakistan, right? Right, that's what we're here for. Share International is one of the organizations that is set out just for that particular purpose. So I'm just going to give you a brief background on this organization and the projects that this organization is doing in Pakistan right now and what kind of plans they have in the future. Most of you have been referred by your friends, co-workers, and other people from the community to come and attend this fundraiser, but it probably makes sense to give you guys some sort of a context on what exactly is taking place in Pakistan and how these funds are going to be disseminated within Pakistan. So we all know that there is a global crisis taking place amongst the Shias in Bahrain, in Syria, in Iraq, and Pakistan is also not free of that massive genocide that is taking place all across the world. Share Organization, Share International, was set up in particularly just for that reason, so that we can attend to the needs of these Shias who have been, who have been victims of these killings that are taking place all across the world. The main focus of the organization is on education, empowerment, and disaster relief. Can we move on to the next slide? So, this is, we're going to go into a little bit more details on the projects, but we all know that the killings that are taking place in Pakistan are mostly for professionals. We're talking about doctors, we're talking about lawyers, we're talking about scholars, and we all know that it takes about 15 to 20 years to develop these kind of professionals within our community. What's happening in Pakistan right now is we have this massive void that has been generated by these killings. We're losing our doctors. We're losing our lawyers, we're losing our scholars, and all that we're left behind with is, the middle class Shia citizens who don't have proper leaders to take them forward into the next decade. Shia's focus is to build up this education structure and foundation within Pakistan and fill this gap. There's a lot of people who have been working on disaster relief funds, disaster relief for Quetta, disaster relief for Abbasstown. But there's not been a lot of focus on fulfilling the gap to make these scholars, to make these educated lawyers for doctors. And that's why Share is focusing on building this foundation so people can actually support and build up a structure where people can come up with scholars, with lawyers, with doctors, and many other professionals. So Saida Sakina Fund was just a project that was started for that particular purpose. This is basically a small fund which you can pay $30 a month to sponsor an orphan. Majority of these funds are used for for students under the age of 15 to cover their tuition, to cover their books, to cover their educational expenses, and make sure that their education has got the same quality standards that every other educational institutions have. Next slide, you'll see one of the other foundation's initiatives is the Scholarship for the Talented. Jabir bin Hayyan Scholarship is something that is also used to empower the students within high school who are scoring good and help them get to the next level within universities and make sure that they can actually cover their financial expenses as they move on. Next slide, you'll see this school assistant project that we're working on. The focus of the organization is to not just give out funds for different scholarships and one-time initiatives. It's actually built to set up a support structure so that you can actually give to schools, to institutions for a long-term project for something that is sustainable over the next few years. And if we move on to the next slide, you'll see the disaster relief fund is something we do focus on. We do disseminate funds in Pakistan for different events like the Quetta bomb blast and for the Abbasstown bomb blast. But at the same time, education is something that we have been constantly focusing on to build a long-term infrastructure for. Next slide. The Al-Mustafa Orphanage and School is an initiative that was set up in Islamabad. This was set up in 2005, and right now there are about 50 plus orphans within that orphanage that are getting quality education, that are getting full-time attention from their professors. They're in a good habitat, properly secured with full-time wardens, cooks, helpers, make sure that they are not deprived of anything that the rest of the people get and, an orphan would normally not get. The commitment right now that we are shooting for is about $2,500 each month to make sure that the orphanage can meet its expenses for education as well as for, the providing a habitat for these students. So if anything, want you to walk out with these kind of stats and donate to these kind of projects, so that we can continue on with the work that we're doing out there. Next slide. Al-Mustafa School Quetta project is something that the Sharia International Foundation is working after the events that took place in Quetta. There are about 8 locations in Quetta right now with about 120 plus teachers all spread out in different locations. And for people who are from Pakistan and are aware of the schools like Ghulaman Abbas and Habib Public School, the idea is to actually take these different 8 locations and 8 campuses into one central campus and provide education for all these students over there. Priority would be given to the students who are the children of Shohada. And this is going to be a 2-year project where the foundation is actually going to set up entire land. They're going to purchase the land. Right now they're renting this land. They're going to purchase the land and set up an entire full-time campus. And if you guys haven't seen Habib Public School of Ghulaman Abbas, I encourage you to talk to these gentlemen who are here from Karachi, and they can tell you the kind of campus it is and the kind of quality education these children get over there. So inshallah, that's the plan for 2 years. It's about $150,000 for the entire project. If there are about 500 people out there, and if we each donate a certain amount, we can get to this target very easily. So I encourage you all to keep this in mind as well as you walk out. So we can move on to the next slide. These are just some of the pictures of the project right now over there. 8 locations, different places. These are just the pictures that we're showing to you on the current locations that are in place that the work is going to be done on in terms of consolidation. The CARE High School Tuition Centers is another empowerment initiative that CHEER is taking taking care of in Pakistan right now. This is basically a tuition center that is set up with no fees. These are refundable fees for people who actually score above a certain threshold. And you can see from the success of these programs, there are about 115 of these students that attended the high school tuition centers. And most of these have went towards the engineering side, some to the commerce side. And these are all very well-renowned universities in Pakistan. NED, SSUET, Daoud, all these are good universities in Pakistan that you can see that these guys are being a part of. So it's not just a regular tuition center. This is a tuition center empowering these students to take their education to the next level and actually make a difference in this world. Not be deprived of the fact that they don't have any funds, not be deprived of the fact that they are the children of martyrs, but they actually get the same kind of opportunity that every other person gets in Pakistan right now. Moving on to the next slide, you just see some pictures of these campuses in Pakistan. There's 2 campuses in Ancholi giving away these kind of, these tuition classes in for high school students. There's one in Jaffer Tayyar, there's a boys campus over there. And these are just 3 that have been established thus far. Projects is to take it even further and to empower these students and make sure that they are not deprived of the quality education that everybody else is getting. Next slide. So I'm not gonna take too much of your time. I don't think I took too much of your time. It's about 10, 15 minutes. I'm talking really fast to make sure that the rest of the event can go on. But as you guys walk out, I just want you all to remember these few things. We all know what's going on in Pakistan. We all know what are the reasons these things are taking place. We all know the kind of people that are being targeted These are our scholars. These are our professionals, our doctors, our lawyers, and take years. It takes years to develop these kind of people. I'm talking about 10 years for education, and another 10 years for actual experience out in the workforce. This is not just gonna come by itself. Our community is gonna be deprived of these leaders. After, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, if we don't set up a base of education, if we don't set up a system whereby we get support to the people who are coming out of high school today, we may not even have a presence. We may not even have an identity in Pakistan. As it is, we are not represented properly in Pakistan. As it is, we've got our scholars that are being targeted, and if we don't fill out this void, if we don't fill out this educational hole that's generated within our community, we may not even have a bright future. So as you walk out, please remember these points that I just mentioned. Please donate, figure out which project you want to contribute towards. At the least, just spread the awareness with your friends, co-workers, other peers, and make sure that everybody knows the kind of initiatives and the projects that are taking place in Pakistan and how you can make a difference. Because at the end of the day, these are your brothers, these are your sisters, these are your children, these are your, this is your future generation. So that said, I'm just gonna end. If you have any further questions, there are people in the back, Brother Irtiza, Sister Shaida, myself, Brother Abid, we can answer all the questions that you have, and I'll just leave it at that. And hopefully we'll be in touch with you all in the future as well. Thank you.